Very familiar passage, very familiar. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 20, and if you want to follow along in the Bible that's under the seats, it's on page 1014. Listen to these words from Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. How many of you have heard this before? Once or twice, at least, maybe a whole bunch of times. If this is your first time, that's awesome. That's the best. So what? This happened. What does it matter? Does it make a difference? We have Christmas tomorrow. What are your plans for the next few weeks after that? I don't know about you, sometimes I think about just surviving through tomorrow. And then I think, well, maybe I got New Year's Eve coming up, got to do that one too. But what are our long-term plans in response to this? What are our priorities because of this? In a little while, I'll be going over to Bethany Lutheran Church. And they have a tradition that is new to me. And last year, if you remember, those of you who were here Christmas Eve, we worshiped with them last year at Christmas Eve. And it was beautiful and it was wonderful, but it was not a Lutheran service because we didn't want to totally freak out the Covenanters. And so tonight is my first time doing a fully Lutheran service. And they have a tradition that's pretty cool. I want to share with you what will be read at the very beginning of the service and how it will be read. Okay? Proclamation of the birth of Jesus Christ today, the eve before the 25th day of December, unknown ages from the time when God created the heavens and the earth, and then formed man and woman in his own image, several thousand years after the flood, when God made the rainbow shine forth as a sign of the covenant, 21 centuries from the time of Abraham and Sarah, 13 centuries after Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt, 1,100 years from the time of Ruth and the judges, 1,000 years from the anointing of David as king in the 65th week, according to the prophecy of Daniel, in the 194th Olympiad, the 752nd year from the foundation of the city of Rome, the 42nd year of the reign of Octavian Augustus, the whole world being at peace, Jesus Christ, eternal God and Son of the eternal Father, desiring to sanctify the world by his most merciful coming, being conceived by the Holy Spirit, and 9 months having passed since his conception, was born in Bethlehem in Judea of the Virgin Mary. Today is the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the flesh. Amen. Oh, good. There was a little reaction, but not much. Do you know this is the most important news that there's ever been in the history of the world? And what do? Wow, that's pretty cool, Pastor. That's a pretty cool tradition. Kind of like it. Shepherds living in the fields. We talked about this a little before. They weren't on a work shift. They weren't out there just watching the sheep and going home. They lived with the sheep. They lived, it says, the shepherds living in the fields, watching over their flocks by night. What were they doing before the angels show up? Probably taking care of the sheep. Maybe having a conversation around a fire pit. We don't know. But they're minding their own business. And this angel comes, shows up. And the words, think about this. The glory of the Lord shone around them. What? Was that like a flashlight? The glory of the Lord shone around them. Around the shepherds and the angel. And what was their response? If it was us, it's late, I'm tired. Sheep been difficult today. Yeah, I got sheep to take care of. Find somebody else to talk to. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. See, I am bringing you good news of great joy," not just joy, great joy for all people. "To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." And he was the one they had been waiting for centuries. 500 years of silence from the prophets. And suddenly, whammo, here we have angels. It's good news. It's the gospel. Did you know that the word gospel means good news? That's what it means. A Savior. They were living under Roman oppression with absolutely no hope. None. A Savior who was the Messiah, the one who's been promised. And he's going to be in Bethlehem? What? Bethlehem is this little bitty town. It's nothing. It's still nothing. I've seen it. It's not impressive. But it was David's city. And David was the king. that we think of most in the Old Testament. And he was wrapped in cloth, in strips of cloth. You know what those were for? To keep his legs straight. We think of this wonderful swaddling, you know, when babies are born. They say, oh, swaddle your baby. And you wrap them up so that they're all comfy and not scared. That's not what this was. He was treated like any other infant. Keep his legs straight. Wrap them tight. Lying in a manger? What? Savior who is Christ the Lord, and you will find him lying in a manger? That doesn't make any sense. And then, if that wasn't enough, it says a multitude of the heavenly host. Those of you who have been to my house know about my collection of angels. It's absurd. One of my cats broke a whole bunch of them, nearly killed me. I'm like, you broke the heavenly host. But there's so many of them, only Mercedes noticed. She's like, they look different. Well, that's because about 25 of them are gone. But there are so many, and I love those angels, because host means army. The heavenly army of angels are with that angel. Are the shepherds paying attention? Yeah. Hello? How could they have responded? How would we have responded? Cool! That's really cool! That's great! I can't wait to meet him someday! You smile, but it's what a lot of us would do. Sounds good. I'm busy. I got stuff to do. Thanks for letting me know. But what was their response? It says they went with haste. They didn't just go, they ran as fast as they could get there to see this. That's how impressive this was. That's how important this is. It says in verse 18, all who heard it, because the shepherds went and told everybody, all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Guess what? They told people. They actually told people what had happened. It says, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Is that what we do? If Luke wrote about me in his gospel, is that what he'd say? I did? Not like the shepherds did. This Advent, we've been talking about bless. We've been talking about what that stands for when it comes to talking to people about Jesus. The B means begin with prayer. Congregation was challenged to pray with people. Listen with care. They're really good. You're really good at this. Eating together. We all love to eat. That's the best one. Eat together. And yesterday, we talked about serving one another. And I have to share something with you that touched me so deeply this afternoon. It was so unexpected. I'm one of those people who, yeah, I'm on Facebook. And you may not know it, but Mission Covenant has a Facebook page. And every once in a while, people post things. Whenever I do an e-flyer, it's posted on the Facebook page, and people keep track of our church. And I'll get statistics, because I'm an administrator, how many check in, how many comment, and so forth. And this afternoon, there was a post by someone I don't know. I'm not going to share the name. I could, it's public, I suppose it's on Facebook, but I don't know her. And you know what she said? Comment. This church has caring people who do lots of good things. On Facebook. That's what they said about Mission Covenant Church, because somebody in this church, and I don't know who, took gifts there today to her and to her family and provided for needs of the family. And I thought, I just preached on this yesterday. And I don't think it had anything to do with me. I suspect this was planned a long time ago. But what a beautiful thing for someone to say about Mission Covenant Church. Is that the reputation you want? Is the reputation I want? That we care. And I just shared a story with you. That's the final S. Sharing a story. So who have we told about Jesus' birth? Who have we proclaimed it to? Who are we willing to tell? Because that's our final challenge, to share our story. Like the shepherds, we have a choice to make. We can blend in. Tomorrow, when all those people get together for Christmas dinner, wherever that may be for you, Jesus could be conveniently not mentioned. Or he could be the center of that celebration. We could privately say, "Hey, Jesus, happy birthday." We can do that. Or we could even ignore it, which is what happens in far too many places. Or we can share not only who he is, but what difference he's made for us. Because sharing our story is about our story. And Jesus is the one who is authoring our story. Yesterday in worship, I said to you, those that were here yesterday, that I was going to give you a chance today. If any of you wanted to, nobody's going to be put on the spot. If any of you want to share a story that's happened over the last few weeks as we've been talking about being a Christmas blessing, I'd love to hear it. Is there anyone who would like to share? Judy.
Just a quick little one. We had been talking about listening with care. And Ken and I were at Walmart doing some ordinary shopping and everything. We kept running into people we knew. And one in particular is our neighbor, who we hardly ever see, but she just lives right across the street. And this is one of those beautiful people that when you start talking to her, she goes on and on and on, and we just love her. And so we probably spent half an hour listening. And so I felt blessed by that, as well as being able to listen to her.
Nice. Thank you. Anyone else? Absolutely. I'm talking about over Advent.
It's a long story, but I'll give a real short version of it. As part of the men's group, we took a project nearby here and helped a woman who, it turns out, had some real devastating life issues and a very serious lack of trust and belief in people. And the project took a long time to complete for many reasons, weather, and it was a long project anyway. And when it was done, I came up for what would be the last day. I was alone, and she pulled me aside and said, "You people," meaning the men who helped me, and there was men from the men's group, and I invited a couple friends who aren't church members or goers, one who is, to come and help, two who are, to come and help outside of the church. And she said that you changed her life. And just by being caring and kind and doing the things that we do normally, she said that we changed her life and allowed her to trust people again. And it made her happy. She was cheerful. And so this is about 2 months ago now that we finished the project. Mm-hmm. I saw her on Friday after work in the street and had a conversation with her, and she was still smiling and said she was still hopeful and had restored her trust that people can be good.
And how'd that make you feel?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Because
that made me feel extremely positive, and it made me feel proud to be a part of this church and a part of the men's group, and where story.
Yeah, it's huge. Thank you. Anyone else? Because what I want you to hear is that you have the power to make the difference. You have power. You have the power of Christ within you. And we all can reach out and do even a tiny thing and share a tiny bit of ourselves in a way that changes someone's lives. That's what we're called to do. Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. Now take it and do something with it to help and share with the world. Right? Amen? Would you pray with me, please? Lord Jesus, it's amazing to me that you cared enough about us to be born as a baby in a manger in a stable in Bethlehem to an unwed mother and a willing carpenter. And Lord, that you were willing to live a life that was not easy and yet set the example for us. Lord, let us not be those who come to a Christmas Eve service and leave the same as we can, as we came. Lord, let us be people about whom it is said, yes, they truly follow Jesus to the best of their ability. Let us be a Christmas blessing and a blessing throughout the year to those that you send to us. It's in your name we pray. Amen.